Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
While Massachusetts House Speaker Robert DeLeo has insisted leadership takes any allegations of sexual harassment in the House seriously, he's now facing allegations from some fellow Democrats that he tried to silence harassment victims. It follows a revelation by State Representative Diana DeSoglio that a severance agreement she signed after she was fired as a legislative aide 7 years ago prohibited her from speaking about the harassment she says she experienced.
I don't break this NDA to attack or accuse anyone. I'm not asking for more money or threatening a lawsuit, and I will even give the severance money back if I am asked. I just want this awful practice to stop.
Speaker DeLeo confirms DeSoglio was one of 33 former House employees who signed non-disclosure agreements to receive severance packages, but none of those agreements were to settle sexual harassment complaints, he says. Following all of this is WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So, do I have this right? DeSoglio apparently violated her non-disclosure agreement with her address that she gave before the House yesterday?
Well, she did, although the House went on to basically negate all of those non-disclosure agreements. Back in 2011, when she was a legislative aide to a state representative, DeSoglio attended an evening post-budget party in the Speaker's office. That office has a door that goes directly into the House chamber. Now, at some point, DeSoglio, along with a state rep, not her boss, went into the chamber, and then they were caught alone there by a court officer. Now, both she and the rep say that nothing inappropriate ever took place, and an investigation confirmed that. But afterwards, stories began floating around the building that something inappropriate did take place and called into question her reputation. Her boss told her not to say anything.
I did what I was told, kept my head down, did my work, kept quiet, and listened. And in my silence, there were jokes. And in my silence, there were assumptions, false assumptions. And in my silence, more and more false rumors occurred.
Now, eventually, her boss fired her. She says before she could get her 6 weeks severance pay, she had to sign this non-disclosure agreement stating that she would not talk about the circumstances of her termination. Now, a year or so later, she ran for and won her own seat in the legislature.
So what'd she say about why she's coming forward now?
Well, the House was taking up an order yesterday to address sexual and workplace harassment, and DeSoglio proposed an amendment to prohibit the use of these non-disclosure agreements in all workplace complaints. She contends that those agreements silence people. Her amendment was soundly defeated, but the House unanimously adopted a consolidated amendment that limits the use of the agreements in cases of sexual harassment, but does not apply in other cases.
All of this happened under the leadership of Speaker DeLeo, who stayed largely out of view, as I understand it, as the House debated new rules for addressing sexual harassment. But DeLeo is certainly in the thick of it now. So what's his position?
Well, his office issued a rather lengthy written statement. He says in that he believes DeSoglio's claims regarding the harassment that she experienced after the incident. He says that this week was the first time that he or his staff heard of the harassment that Representative DeSoglio experienced. He disagrees that non-disclosure agreements are used by the House to cover up wrongdoing, adding the claim is based on irresponsible speculation.
But as we mentioned, some fellow Democrats are having trouble with that explanation, right?
Yeah, the Dean of the House, Representative Angelo Scascia of Hyde Park, questioned the use of these NDAs and wondered how much money was paid out over the years to settle workplace complaints. Scascia is skeptical that the Speaker wasn't aware of them.
You're not going to tell me that the Speaker of this House found out about this a couple of days ago? You know, I've been around a while, and I heard it many, 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 many years ago. And I think most of you, if you've been here more than a couple of terms, have heard this issue too.
Now, other reps defended the continued use of the non-disclosure agreements. Sarah Peake of Provincetown said, "We cannot, through a crystal ball or any other way, presumed to know what's in the best interest of aggrieved parties moving forward.
How politically damaging does this seem to be or could be for Speaker DeLeo?
Well, Bob, to be honest, I don't think this is be too damaging politically. He's weathered a lot worse in his 9 years as Speaker. It does tarnish the image of the way the House does business, causes some headlines, but the membership appears to stand behind the Speaker.
It doesn't feel like this does anything to enhance any sort of effort to make the House of Representatives more transparent to those of us on the outside.
No, it really doesn't. The debate that they had in the House yesterday was unusual because it was actual debate in the House chamber. They like to keep a lot of this kind of squabble in behind closed doors during the caucus. This came out. I think the Speaker would have rather that Representative DiZoglio not bring this up on the floor of the House, but she persisted, brought it up, and it kind of gives a black eye to the House of Representatives.
All right, we'll see what happens going forward. WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown, thanks.
Thanks, Bob.